This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastula with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Karki holds high-level meeting with chiefs of security agencies. Home Minister Om Prakash Arial urges group conducting street agitations to hold dialogue with government. Financial Action Task Force suggests Nepal to undertake further reforms and demonstrate stronger implementation of its commitments to secure liberation from the grey list. More than 30,000 foreign tourists visit Annapurna area between September and October month this year. And U.S. President Donald Trump arriving in Asia today for high-stakes peace and trade mission. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has held a high-level meeting with chiefs of the security agencies on the necessary move with proper analysis of present security situation at Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar yesterday. According to Prime Minister's secretariat, the security chiefs made briefings to the Prime Minister in the meeting. Following the meeting, Home Minister Om Prakash Arial urged the groups conducting street agitations to hold dialogue with government. The Home Minister clarified that government was always ready for dialogue and discussion to sort out problems. Home Minister Arial urged all concerned not to involve in damages of public and private property, and government request the political forces and agitating groups not to wage violent activities. The government has opened the door for dialogue to sort out political issues and is ready to hold talks with all sides concerned. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Sushila Karki has expressed concern over reports that Hyatt Hotel had suspended its services and restricted employee entry. Following her concern, Finance Minister Rameshwar Khanal held talks with the management of Hyatt Regency yesterday morning to gather information on the issue. During the discussion, Minister Khanal assured the hotel management about government's full security support and urged them not to be discouraged. The government is scheduled to hold further discussions with the hotel management today to take additional measures if necessary. The Financial Action Task Force, FATF, has decided to keep Nepal under its increased monitoring list, commonly known as the grey list, citing ongoing strategic deficiencies in combating money laundering and terrorism financing. In a statement issued after its recent fourth plenary meeting, the FATF said although Nepal has made continued efforts to strengthen its systems, the progress has not been sufficient to secure liberation from the grey list. The task force emphasized the need for Nepal to undertake further reforms and demonstrate stronger implementation of its commitments. Nepal had made a high-level political commitment to the FATF and the Asia-Pacific Group, APG, in February 2025 to enhance its anti-money laundering and combating the financing of terrorism, AML-CFT, framework. A total of 30,547 foreign tourists visited the Annapurna region between the 17th of September and the 17th of October this year. According to the Annapurna Conservation Area Project, ACAP, 10,019 tourists from South Asian countries, while 20,528 came from other nations. Project Chief Dr. Rabin Kadaria said compared to the same month last year, 185 fewer tourists visited the region this year. He attributed the decline in Indian tourist arrivals to the Gen Z protests held last September and weather disruptions. The project chief said domestic tourist flow has increased in Mustang and nearby areas after Tihar, with both domestic and foreign visitors crowding Annapurna circuit destinations. The 7,600 square kilometer Annapurna conservation area spans 87 wards across 15 local levels in Kaski, Lamjung, Manang, Myagdi, and Mustang. One of the major festival Chhat of Tarai Mades has begun from yesterday onwards. During this four-day festival, devotees must fast without food and water for 2 days. On the first day of the festival yesterday, devotees observed the Nahai Khai. On the second day today, the ritual called Karna is observed. Today, the devotees will fast throughout the day and in the evening prepare rice pudding, kheer, offer it to the deities and take it as prasad. Similarly, on the main day tomorrow, various traditional dishes, thekwa and bhuswa made from the flour of agricultural grains are prepared. In the evening, offerings are made to the setting sun to pay homage. Likewise, on the final day of Chhat festival, which is on Tuesday morning, the festival concludes by offering prayers to the rising sun. The Nepal Association of Financial Journalists, NAFIS, has delivered a report entitled Roadmap of the Economy After the Zinzi Movement to the government. The document examines the economic impact of the destruction that took place during the Zinzi protest demonstrations across the country on September 8 and 9 and was presented to Finance Minister Rameshwar Khanal yesterday by Chairperson of NAFIS Menuka Karki. Finance Minister Khanal remarked that if the losses incurred from this protest are not covered by insurance or the financial system, the government will step in to provide necessary assistance. Police have apprehended three Indian nationals for carrying substance that appears to be marijuana. According to Central Police Spokesperson and Deputy Inspector General of Police Binod Khimire, the individuals taken into custody include 25-year-old Hargovind Singh, 19-year-old Samir and 27-year-old Firoz Ahmed Sampad. Police said the trio was caught at Tribhuvan International Airport with about 7.3 kilograms of contraband. Hargovind and Samir, arriving from Bangkok on an Air Asia flight, had 3.54 kg of suspected drugs, while Sampad from Mumbai on an Indigo flight had 3.66 kg. They have been handed over to the Narcotics Control Bureau for investigation. Minister for Urban Development Kulman Gissing has stressed on the need of completing construction of the Federal Parliament building located in the Singha Darbar complex on schedule. After a site visit yesterday, Minister Gissing instructed the contractor to set a daily work plan, noting that the contractor has pledged to complete the construction by the 31st of December after a fifth deadline extension. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump is traveling to Kuala Lumpur today to witness the signing of a historic peace deal between Thailand and Cambodia, ending years of tension over their disputed border. According to the BBC, the agreement follows a U.S. brokered ceasefire in late July after 5 days of deadly clashes that left more than 2,000 people dead. While in Malaysia, President Trump will also attend a summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, where regional trade and security will top the agenda. The visit is part of a one-week high-stakes trip across Asia, which includes stops in Japan for talks with the country's new conservative leader and in South Korea for the Asia-Pacific Economic Forum APEC Leaders Summit. The highlight of the trip is expected to be a much-anticipated meeting between President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of APEC in South Korean city of Zhuangzhou. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province, while the weather in the remaining areas will be mainly clear. There is a possibility of light rain and snowfall in one or two places of the hilly and Himalayan areas of Kosi and Gandaki province today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sushila Karki holds high-level meeting with chiefs of security agencies. Home Minister Om Prakash Arial urges groups conducting street agitations to hold dialogue with government. Financial Action Task Force suggests Nepal to undertake further reforms and demonstrate stronger implementation of its commitments to secure liberation from the grey list. More than 30,000 foreign tourists visit Annapurna area between September and October month this year. And US President Donald Trump arriving in Asia today for high-stakes peace and trade mission. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.